All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Don't look now, folks, but we are on tap for a very exciting 2014 World Series. It's the first time since 2002 that the Fall Classic will feature a pair of wild card teams. Of course, the San Francisco Giants out of the National League and the Kansas City Royals out of the American League. Now, the Giants are seeking their third World Series championship in the past 5 years. They've gone about it in 2014 in the hard way. They were the road team in the NL wild card before they dominated the Pittsburgh Pirates. They went on to knock off the Washington Nationals in 4 games, and they were the top seed in the National League in the postseason. Then, of course, they were able to take care of business against the St. Louis Cardinals in 5 games in the National League Championship Series. And, of course, the Cardinals entered that series as the defending National League champs. It's all held together, of course, by general manager Brian Sabian in San Francisco, along with manager Bruce Bochy. And these two don't get enough credit for what they've been able to do, especially Bochy. You look at the way that he has managed his team, and you look at this pitching staff. It starts with Madison Bumgarner, who is the Giants' ace. Of course, he was the guy that started their wild card game against Pittsburgh. He came back later in the series against the Nationals, took the loss on an error late in the game, but he came back and took care of business against the St. Louis Cardinals. And being that the Giants were able to knock off the Cards in 5 games, and they won on Thursday night, and the World Series does not begin until Tuesday, Bumgarner is going to be on his regular schedule to be the Game 1 starter for San Francisco as they take on the Royals. Now, behind Bumgarner in their starting rotation, you have the veteran Tim Hudson. You have another veteran in Jake Peavy that was a member of the Boston Red Sox championship team a year ago, along with Ryan Vogelsong, who will be the Game 4 starter for San Fran. Now, you look at this bullpen in San Francisco in this postseason, and they have been dominant. Yusmeiro Petit has been the long man, and he has been giving Bochy a lot of solid innings. You go back to that Game 2 extra inning victory for the Giants against the Washington Nationals. Santiago Casilla, of course, shutting down things in the ninth inning as their closer. Jeremy Affelt, Javier Lopez, and of course, Sergio Romo, who was the Giants' closer when they won the World Series back in 2012. Now, you look at this lineup, and it's a lot of interchangeable parts. You've seen it since 2010 when the Giants won their first championship under Bochy, and it was the same thing in 2012, and it's once again the case in 2014. The stalwarts, of course, are catcher Buster Posey and third baseman Pablo Sandoval. But you also look at a veteran like Hunter Pence out there in the outfield that is going out there and making all the necessary plays, and he just seems to find the baseball and make those key plays. You have another unsung hero at first base in Brandon Belt, of course, Brandon Crawford at shortstop, just to name a few of the unsung heroes that the San Francisco Giants once again have this year. Now, on the flip side for the Kansas City Royals, like I said, all season long, this team is playing with house money because nobody expected them to come out of the American League Central, of course, a division that has been dominated in the recent years by the Detroit Tigers. And the Royals gave the Tigers all that they can handle all season long before bowing out as far as winning the division, but they got that wild card. And you look back to the AL wild card game when this team was trailing against the Oakland Athletics heading into the 7th inning. And ever since then, this team has rallied and they really believe in themselves. They took care of business against Oakland in extra innings. They came back to sweep the Los Angeles Angels in the American League Divisional Series. And the Angels were heavily favored after winning 98 games in the regular season. Then you look at the ALCS against the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles themselves were just coming off of sweeping the Detroit Tigers in the ALDS, and they turned around and got swept. Now, the thing for Kansas City has been all postseason long, they've gotten starting pitching at a dominant clip as well. You look at Jason Vargas, James Shields, Yordano Ventura, and, of course, Jeremy Guthrie. And you look at this pitching, they've been able to keep away from giving up the big innings. They've had guys on base, second and third with one out, but they've made the key pitches in those situations to kill rallies. And a lot of times that kills momentum for teams. Kansas City, they've really have not had too many deficits in this postseason, which is a big reason why they're undefeated. And it's a big reason why they're in the World Series for the first time since 1985. Now, of course, their manager, Ned Yost, is the guy that has kept things together. But you look at the Royals, and it's all about the speed. They've had 13 stolen bases in the postseason alone, but it's not just what they can do on the base paths. You look at how that speed saves runs in the game. You look at the outfield of Alex Gordon, Lorenzo Cain, and Jared Dyson, just to name a few. You also have Nori Aoki out there in right field, and that speed saves runs as it keeps extra base hits and runs off of the board, especially when you're talking about gap plays. That speed for Kansas City will really come into play when this series shifts to San Francisco for games 3, 4, and potentially 5, because you look at AT&T Park out there in Frisco, and you look at the quirky dimensions out there in right center field and down the right field line. And that's where speed is going to come into play, because you need to hold runners to singles as opposed to doubles, and doubles as opposed to triples. And you want to try to have station-to-station baseball with the runners on the base pass. Now, getting back to this Royals offense, you look at Terrence Gore coming off of the bench, and he's been an X factor late in games as far as stealing bases. Then you have Jared Dyson, and like I talked about, Nori Aoki as well, who are burners on the base pass. But then you look at other players, Alex Gordon, who has speed and he can hit as well. You look at Billy Butler, who has the pop. And of course, Eric Hosmer and Lorenzo Cain, who have really stepped up big time in this postseason for Kansas City. Then you look at this bullpen for the Royals. Greg Holland has 6 saves. You look at Kelvin Herrera, who's been lights out, and he's come back from the arm problems. Wade Davis, and of course, Brandon Finnegan, who only a few months ago was pitching in the College World Series for TCU. This is going to be a very good baseball series. Now, if you're a fan of flashy plays, you're not going to see it, but it's going to come down to a lot of strategic moves from both of these fine managers and Bruce Bochy and Ned Yost. You're going to see a lot of double switching when we get to the National League parks, as both managers are going to really key on the matchups and they're going to key on the percentages in this series. This is going to be a nip and tuck affair. Every single game is going to be close in this one, and it's going to be a nail biter. But I think the experience of the Giants will allow them to win their third World Series championship in the past 5 years. But I guarantee you, folks, you are not going to be cheated as far as the entertainment value of the 2014 World Series. Folks, that wraps it up for this edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. I want to thank all of you fine folks out there for tuning in again. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 pounds of sports knowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down and recapping all of today's action from week number 7 in the National Football League. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.